Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. If you would like to send correspondence or your prayer requests to the WIBR Warn Radio, you can do so through our contact page on warn-usa.com. And don't miss out on the posts and articles found on warn-usa.com. The first one is Eyes, the Lord Beholds All. Eyes of the Lord behold all and observes all events. As we begin a stint into the world of the radical globalist agenda led by the left-wing American leaders, the future can seem ominous. Also, Battlefield Earth. Christians, here is the scene from the United World Space Station today. As our cameras roll on the ground, send images which in fact go into the nations of the earth through new technology by our King of the World and Prince and God Himself. Another article, A Troubled America Needs a Refuge in the Day of My Trouble. It is a day of trouble for America and Americans who want the America we used to know. Also, don't miss Valley of Achor, Door of Hope. For this, the end of days, there is need for hope in America and worldwide. People are facing troubled times. On Dana Glenn Smith, we have two articles. American Social Justice Doctrine. In this nation today is on display. After decades of pushing Marxist thought, it is a war fought on the streets. Also, Christian living wise in a world where evil plots and that which is good seems to fade away. We are, as believers, supposed to be wise concerning good and evil. And you can find us on the following social media: LinkedIn by using hashtag Watchman, USA.life, and MeWe with hashtag Warn Radio, Parler with at Watchman DGS, Clout Hub with at Warn Radio, and Tumblr with the Watchman IS216. You can listen to our shows through the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings. Welcome. This is another Friday edition, Sound the Shofar. I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith. Another snowy beginning of a weekend around here. It is January, cold. And as I look upon the state of the nation, I see the winner of my discontent everywhere. There are those that are happy, but I think I've seen it all when it comes to inaugurations, and I didn't even watch this one. But the thing of it is, it was like a movie being played out because there was no actors around except the main players. Joe Biden finished it in an entourage led by a military band, lining the street with guardsmen, many of whom, on video that I saw, turned their backs when he went by. Guardsmen, 20-some thousand, 30,000, I don't know, protecting all of D.C. with checkpoints. You'd think they were under martial law. They put razor wire around. And even in Joe Biden's office, they did a picture of him signing all the stuff that he's changing of Trump's. And out the window, you could see vehicles. At least that's, when I was looking at it, that's what they said. I really didn't look at them. I took a look up and looked like it was a vehicle. What would a vehicle be doing outside the window of the Oval Office? Well, there's a lot of things that have changed now. Just like in a third world country, the dictator holds an election. He gets elected magically every year because, yes, it's a corrupted election. And, of course, when Iran's Ayatollah wants people to go do something and demonstrate, oh, they obey. They have to. So they go out and protest, whether it's against America, Israel, or whatever. It's the way third worlders do. That's the way it's done. And so now we've got Biden, who's in there, and he called out the guard. There was nobody there to hear him. I think it was 2,000. Now, Mike Wallace said it was, the other Wallace. Mike Wallace, I have respect for. His son is a dipwit. The way he treated Trump at the debate between Trump and Biden, that was stupid. But, you know, another guy that I have respect for is Pat Buchanan. Now, I don't always agree with everything he writes. Pat Buchanan is a writer. I'm a writer. I've written literally thousands and thousands of articles, long articles. And it's not brag, it's fact. I can write thousands and thousands of words in a matter of an hour, little more. I can put out a full 3,000 or 4 if I want, 1,000 word, just like that. And so everything I write, you know, I don't expect people to like everything I write. I'm a writer. I write books, ebooks, articles. Now, Pat Buchanan is a political man. He's run for office. He's been in there. I forgot which administration. I was thinking the Nixon. I don't know. One of them. He's been around. He has a great memory for facts. What happened in the history. And after reading his article, he ends down at the bottom of the article. He says, it was said of Warren Harding's inaugural address that it was an army of pompous phrases marching across the landscape in search of an idea. And, you know, that's the way things are in the political landscape many times. It's just a bunch of phrases. Many times people, you know, that go to office don't even remember the phrases. They had no intention of fulfilling anything they said. But with Biden, I did read some of his stuff. It's just nonsense to me. Total nonsense. Further, Pat goes on to say, Joe Biden's inaugural was the most confusing, contradictory, and incoherent ever delivered from the states of the Capitol. reflective of the mind of its author and the state of the union he now leads. Now, the mind of his author, Biden, really does look like a lost sheep trying to figure out what he's doing there. But America itself is a bunch of lost sheep, led by a lost sheep himself. Joe Biden can't lead anything. He's being led. And I think for the most part, he was drafted and betrayed, fooled into doing this. Yet, Obama made the scene up there. Because Obama's one goal is to destroy America, as he knew it. He remembered it. I remember a different America. And when I look upon the sad inauguration and what has happened to the White House and everything, there's a total change. The cabinet, Trump's cabinet, would pray. Trump was always seen with pastors praying around him. And he had blacks up there, Latinos up there, whites up there, just about every group you could think. Now, you know, the fact that Trump's gone, he's gone. But when you look up there and you see what's left in the Capitol, what's left in the White House, and you see the contented faces of Pelosi and Schumer after 4 years of vicious hate. And even now, if you cross them, they hate. They just look mean and nasty all the time. But they're happy. They got power. This is not going to bode well. Now see Wallace, who had held that emceeing at the debate that I mentioned previously, thought this was the best speech, Joe Biden. I mean, the best speech he had ever heard. Now, the first thing you want to know is what planet is he on? But it goes back to what the scripture says, having ears to hear, let him hear. I know of someone else that does not see anything of what I try to tell them. I know a lot of people like that. But there are 75 million Americans that voted for Trump because they knew what was happening to the country. A lot of conservatives, a lot of Christians, and there were others in there too. The fact remains is that the White House is corrupted. The Capitol is corrupted. Our judicial system, legislative branch, and the others are corrupted. There's good people in there, there's good judges, but there's a lot of filth and evil. And a lot of that has been that way for a lot of years. This nation is divided, and there's no greater symbol of where we're headed than Joe Biden sitting in that presidency today. I have nothing against Joe Biden personally. I think that he was led astray. I think that he's really not fully cognitive. And I even think his wife is using him. But in the end, it doesn't matter what I think. Because the bottom line of it is this is what it is. And, you know, the thing of it is, you know, Pat summed it up at the very last verse saying something to the effect that Joe Biden was going to need a lot of luck and soul of the rest of America in order to make it through. It's not luck, Pat. It has to do with the Lord God. And the thing of it is that in America today, you're headed in the wrong direction. I've been warning for over two decades, actually more than that, because the part of the end time ministry that we do began over two decades ago. Before that, Tower and I both were still warning people. But it was in a different venue, different place. I was called specifically to this. And it's not easy to watch what's happening to this country for the last two decades. I'm no Jeremiah. I'm no Isaiah. I'm no great prophet. I'm just a simple man that's responding to what God has called him to do. God has given me gifts. And I utilize everything I can in order to get this word out. But folks, if you think that this inauguration was normal, when you put on an inauguration parade and there's no people there to celebrate with you, how stupid is that? That's like the emperor's new clothes and he was parading around naked. Do you remember that old story? He just had the guards. He just had the National Guard standing around. They're protecting him. Who were they protected him from? Well, we know now, but Congress is a bunch of dipwits. They don't see it. But I saw the live video. Antifa's breaking in. I saw it. And I saw some of the patriots standing at the door, and the guards had opened the door and welcomed them in. They didn't knock it down. They opened the door. And they were standing there having selfies with Trump's people. Well, the people with Trump's hat, because we know that Antifa had warned. I saw the face of the guy that said that he concocted the whole thing. Don't take much sense to concoct it. And so you see this. When sin enters into a nation, it's not good. Now, you see, Paul spent Romans 1 going through a lot of stuff. He closes by saying, "Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do them, but have pleasure in them that do them." Now, Paul begins the first verse saying, "Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself that thou judgest, doest the same things." Now, you see, one thing about the Jews, you know, they considered themselves righteous because they had the covenant from Sinai. God had told them what to do. Keep the law, keep the feast, get in the Tanakh, get in the Torah, follow it. That's what they did. But eventually they got to the point that judgment did come to them because they fell away. They were doing other things as well. And I covered that in our Wednesday segments. We're in Isaiah now. Now you see, as Christians, we are to judge. You're supposed to know light from darkness and evil from good. You're supposed to stand up against darkness. And when you look at someone and they're wicked, you say they're wicked. That's not judging, as Paul is describing. That is declaring light from darkness, good from evil. But we already are in a place where the people that are being set in place will start to go through websites, close things down, arrest people, and don't be surprised if you see a bunch of conservatives and Christians and others. Now, you see, I say this on the verge of Antifa rioting in Portland and Seattle again because they didn't want Biden in. Yet we hear nothing out of Biden to condemn it. But he openly, along with Pelosi and the others, absolutely, and even AOC came out and said, we were going to die. Who were you going to die from? There weren't that many conservatives. The door had been opened by your guards, and these conservatives had cameras. They weren't in there to... Oh, yeah, and they had flags. And I know the flag is offensive to you. You know, you're a congresswoman, and yet you don't like the flag. I get that. But see, this is the way it is today in America. But you see, there was a problem in Rome at the time because you had a lot of Jews. And it's hard to undo what a Jew is. They keep the law. And they followed every command. That's a lot more. Gentiles could never do that. They wouldn't even begin to want to do that. But there was that issue of Jews feeling a little more superiority, and they were followers of Yahshua, because they had become followers of Yahshua when they had heard the speech by Peter at Passover. And there was some there, and they went back to Rome, and that little fire kindled more believers, and there was Gentiles all around. And see, the thing of it is, what the Jews didn't realize is the fact that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, Albert Barnes says it this way, as the Gentiles whom they judged were condemned and were without excuse, and Paul talks about that more in Romans chapter 1, verse 20. And, well, so were the Jews who condemned them. They were without excuse on the same principle, and probably to a greater degree, Barnes notes. And why? Because they had light. They had the light at Sinai. They had forefathers that God had blessed and used to, and got the land that God honored them with. And so they had great men, including David, the warrior king, Solomon, who was there at the zenith of Israel. After that, the nation was divided because of the sins of Solomon. And see, before God, we all stand the same. The only difference between believers and unbelievers is we've received the Lord. To as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, John 1. We must be born again to the Spirit, and within that spirit of receiving him, humility, confession, because, and we'll get to that in a minute, because that's, a while. That's up, you know, up in Romans 3 and on up. Because Paul is going to zero in here on sin, the condition of sin. Why are we in this mess in America? Why do we have a guy in the White House that apparently is so afraid, and of course the mayor wants it too, so you've got in America, who's never seen troops shut down a city like this in recent memory, in anywhere. World War II, you know, there was an incident. There was another incident a long time ago that I actually wrote about. I don't have the article anymore. But how do we get to this point? To where a guy stands before a paltry crowd of 2,000, and that's his address. He goes, jumps in a car, and has this big fanfare parade with no people watching. And everything is staged with Biden. So they had to get a picture of him signing, doing his presidential duty of changing what Trump had done. See, because it's all about Trump. Just like it was all about Obama. We did not like Obama's stuff. But the bottom line of it is, how did we get here? It's easy. It's sin. But see, when you try to talk to a nation about sin who doesn't believe in your sin, it's all right for you to be sinful, but don't come over here and start talking to us. Because, frankly, we think your gospel's nuts and we don't like you. And matter of fact, Paul even says in 2 Thessalonians 2 that there will be a society that rejects the love of the truth. That's the gospel. The love of the Father and the love of the Son. The Son dying on the cross for your sins. They're going to reject that. They're going to reject those who follow that. They're going to reject the God of heaven, His Son, Yahshua. They're going to reject His Spirit, going to reject His Word, going to reject His followers. They're even going to reject Israel. They're going to come after Israel. So yeah, this is part of the program. Now, see, he goes on to say in verse 2, but we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them that commit such things. Now, you see, he's referring back to the last, very last verse here. And who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. He has a whole list of stuff. And in many nations, as I pointed out last time, these things are verboten. You don't mention these things. So if you don't know it, read Romans 1 and you'll see it. But see, when you begin picking up that, like in today's society, if I was to go before a crowd just and not knowing who is out there and just preaching Romans 1, you would make a lot of them upset. And you see, we don't preach like that anymore. And nobody dare say anymore that transgenderism is wrong. Nobody would say anything against homosexuality or lesbianism or anything is wrong. No, now the thing that is wrong in America is whites. It's all the white man's fault. And so they begin tearing down statues and everything that America represented. The 1776 commission that Trump had appointed, of course, Biden got rid of that because they're the 1619 group, which is nothing but a bunch of baloney. They want to remove all history and they want to prove that slavery is the result of America. Well, that's stupid because history itself proves that it had nothing to do with America. It made its way to the shores. But there was also a civil war that was paid for that by the lives of, it was one of the greatest costs of human life there was. And it's still pretty high on the marker. And there was a lot of blood shed for that, and that blood is precious. And there's also a curse on the land when people die. And when you have blood that's shed, innocent blood, like an abortion. You see, we can't talk about these things. There's some people that can get away with it. Nevertheless, we have reached into the categories dragging up race again, which in Scripture it does tell us that there's going to be a lot of that. And verse 3, Paul says, and thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God. Now, you get what he's saying here. In verse 1 and verse 3, talking about judging them. Well, you can't judge them, preacher. Yes, I can. And so can Christians. Because we don't do the same. We have been converted. And our future is that of sons of God. We honor His word. And we're to speak the truth. There has to be a difference, and the difference is the circumcision of the heart through the blood that was shed by Christ on Calvary. He goes, you know, if you do the same and you're judging them and telling them it's wrong, you're not going to escape the judgment. One of the things, the tests about a true and false prophet in the Old Testament, and God made a point of this, and that is the true prophet will tell people what they needed to do in order to solve the judgment coming. In other words, he would tell them to repent. He would tell them what they needed to be doing. A false prophet will just throw sugar. So I call you out, all you goody two-shoe prophets that were out there, and we all seen you. And you all prophesied smooth things. We throw around the word prophet too easy. You go find somebody. Go find yourself a true Jew that keeps the Torah. There's one thing you do, and that's you fear God and the prophets. And I can tell you, in the time of Ahaz and Jezebel, they were corrupted to the core. They had people that they've corrupted. But one thing they did, those armies, they learned to fear the man of God, the prophet. You know, when you stand before God at a rally in a big nation, don't go foolishly up there and saying foolish things, because this God will have nothing of it. This isn't your church. This isn't kindergarten. You're doing real stuff. Now, if you remember, you did have a Messianic Jew up there with a shofar, and when he prayed, did any of you listen to his prayer? It was, "Thy will be done." Now you see, make no mistake about it, as Gentile Christians, when we pray, and I'm sure Messianic Christians do this, when you pray, you get specific, you tell God, well, we want this, we need that, and you know, if you pray for the persecuted church, they need this, they need that, you get specific. But when you're talking about national sins, it's a different story. It's God that judges. It's God that brings down. It is God who sets up. And it became a time of wickedness and darkness during this election. And darkness won. And it won because of the sins of the people and the failure of the church. Now make no mistake, it doesn't lessen the sins of those who did it. We wouldn't be in this mess if we hadn't forsook the Lord, O Laodicea. We had great edifices, we had everything in order, we had an organized church system, we raised money, everybody was wealthy, we had millionaire evangelists, and wait, Where does it say in the Bible, the scripture, that you're to be a millionaire, multimillionaire evangelist, that your organizations be multimillion? Well, that's going a little bit too rough. We'll just go by it. You see, this is the issue, folks. Now, as we look upon what we're going to, all of a sudden, and I mean them well, because I, many years ago, I got on a private, very little chat that nobody knew about. And I did it for a reason, because of the privacy and the protection. And now, guess what? Everybody's discovered it. Now there's, and just about all of them that you see that are conservative and big voices, they have a presence on it. Yet, there's a few of them. I don't follow them all because the notifications drive you crazy. I don't have time to pay attention to every tweet, every broadcast, every video that these people do. They pump them out like nobody's business. I don't have time to read all the articles of the pontificators. I don't have the desire of the stomach to listen to CNN fawning or MSNBC fawning over Biden's speech when it was clearly an old man doing his best to give forth the speech that people want to hear. You see, he don't have any choice. But see, Biden has had a history of politics and following the crowd. Now see, following the last verse where it says, O man, that thou judgest them which do such things and doest the same. Doest the same. Remember that. If you're a Christian, you're serving Christ, and you don't do those things, and you're serving him, you are to be the salt and the light. How do you think you get rid of an infection and some of the other things that you have if you have a sickness in your body? You got to do something. There are certain things you cauterize with heat. Now you see, the heat is the gospel. Now make no mistake here. Now if you're a believer and you hear the word of God, to you it's life. But if you're not a believer and you hear the word of God, it resembles death. It is death to you, unless you listen, unless you repent. Paul talks about that. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and you do the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? No. Not even America can do that. And we've had pastors that soothed over the sins. We've got pastors today that agree that this stuff is okay, just like you have a profane Warnock up there that says that God has ordained abortion. It's him. He is profane. He is unclean. And so is the White House, the Capitol, and the Congress. There is uncleanness and pollution in that house. In your judicial system, O America, there is uncleanness and perversion. O physician, heal thyself. You see, when Christ went to his own, that's what the Jews, well, go heal yourself, we're fine. Take your palaver and go speak to the poor people who are sinners. Don't you see us fasting and praying and walking around, and we're the righteous? And of course, when the Lord talks about prayer, he says, don't do what they do. Matter of fact, he went forward and he says, do what they say, but don't do what they do, because they don't do what they say. If they did what they said, they would be fine, but they don't. They don't do what they say. That was the Jews when the Lord came, when he revealed himself, and they didn't have ears to hear. Not all of them, but a lot of the poor and the others that weren't professionally trained, even the guy that got healed of a miracle, the Jews wanted to know, demanded who had healed him, and told him to take up his bed and walk. And, you know, well, this guy did over here. Well, he's a sinner. And they tried to tell him that. And he, and he says, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't have the education you folks do, but I know one thing. I'm healed. I couldn't walk. I couldn't move. I couldn't even get into the water. And this guy healed me. That's what I know. And nobody heals except God has given him the power to heal. He really got in trouble for that. You see, and in America is telling you, church, to heal yourself. We're fine. Heal yourself, oh church. Heal yourself, oh pastor. And then you all sit around and wonder why this is happening. Right after Biden got in, he was in there, and they were all tracking, and they're still tracking everything he's going to do. I'm not tracking what he's going to do. I know what he's going to do. I've known all along what he was going to do. That's why I didn't want him in, but I've been telling people for a year and a half, or thereabouts, this was going to be about judgment. I didn't know that Biden was not going to get in, but I knew that if Biden did get in, or whoever it was, and there was a time I didn't know that Biden wasn't the one, but I knew that whoever went up against Trump, if Trump lost, your judgment would begin. What level of judgment? Well, we don't know that yet, do we? You see, the line is open, and God can let me know whenever he wants to. But frankly, I don't want to know everything. It's enough that some of the things I know have been a burden for years. There is a difference, my friends. Now the next verse, let me read the one we did. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? But after thy hardness and penitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God. You see, this is the issue. God has given America and the world grace, goodness. I call it providence, because y'all don't believe in him. Y'all curse his son. Y'all believe in idols and other saviors and believe in man and everything else. And I'm not including those who do believe, but I say y'all. I don't want to sit here for hours listing off nations. Y'all. Hardness of heart, impenitent heart. You're not sorrowful for your sins. You're not ready to confess. You're not ready to give in. Matter of fact, you've got a hard heart. A hard heart, an impenitent heart, a heart that refuses to repent. And because of that, no matter how long God gives you time to repent, you're not going to repent because of your hard heart and your heart that won't repent. It's impenitent. And so as a result, as you endure in your hardness and your wickedness, and you live every day, and every day you live, you look up and see, and you'll look up, well, another day that God hasn't judged us. I told you he didn't exist. I told you you could do those things. You see, every day you're just treasuring up upon your own head the wrath of God. One day, the revelation of the righteous judgment of God is going to come. But see, you've lived for years and years and years and years. You have convinced yourself, against scriptural authority, of course, that the scripture is wrong, that many Christians are wrong. And you refuse to listen. You're not going to repent because you haven't done anything. Now, we have a lot of people like that, not just America. China's like that. See, the communists have taken on this role of having a hard heart and impenitent when it comes to the Christians and the true and the living God. So they've made war against the Christians and against their God, literally. They've closed the churches, put them all in jail. North Korea did the same thing. And they've been doing that for years. Guess what? They're still there. I don't see God destroying the Communist Party so Christianity can flourish. I don't see him destroying Kim Jong-un and all those in authority in North Korea so the Christians could be released. I don't see the Lord God doing something with the Ayatollah and all of them in Iran who are oppressing their Christian population. I don't see God doing anything about Modi and the Hindu nationalism that right now has been persecuting more Christians since they come to power than at any other time. I don't see God destroying Pakistan because it's all Muslim and we find a lot of persecution of Christians there. So I'm telling you, O Christian of America and the West, when this thing starts to go down, it's not even begun to get where it could get. Don't be surprised if all of a sudden your America isn't rescued. You look around, Christians are suffering. You look in the scripture, Revelation 12:11, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. That is your salvation, redemption. The blood of the Lamb on the cross of Calvary. By the blood of the Lamb, the word of your testimony. He that confesses me before men, him I will confess before the Father. He that denies me before men, I will deny him before the Father and his angels. And they loved not their lives unto the death. He that loses his life for my sake in the gospel shall find it. He that saves his life shall lose it. Now, what part of that do you not understand? And there's a lot of more in this old book that will tell you as much as I have seen my personal family, our family roots. Our family roots go back to the beginning of this nation. Literally. And I have some of the papers. A little book And the one that last defended our family was actually the son of one of the fathers of the Constitution. And so the roots are deep. Both of my grandfathers were very prominent. They dug in the dirt. One was a farmer, the other was a cattle rancher. He was a retired, you could say, game warden. He did other things. That was actually sea warden. He was out in the ocean. Well, my boy, you lost America for us. How could you do that? Well, Grandpa, I don't know what to tell you. It was the sins of the people. I don't know. I really don't know what I'd say to them. I'd probably weep first. If I could shake the truth into people, you know, usually say shake it out of them. We need to shake the truth into them. See, and this is why God stirs the nation up like this. Because he wants you to feel uncomfortable. He wants you to think about where you're going. He wants you to think about eternity. He wants you to understand the difference between right and wrong. He wants you to know the difference between light and darkness. No, it's not okay. All those things they're teaching your kids in school is not okay. And some of these dipwits up there, dear God in heaven, these people are screwballs. And they prance around like, oh yeah, we're fine. You're not fine. Yeah, America has made laws and said it's fine. But we're talking about a higher authority. And, oh, Christian, you're under a higher authority, and you're commanded to follow the laws of God as far as Christ has revealed them to us. And, of course, Christ said, I didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Now, I'm not telling you go back into the Torah and find all 613 commandments and start trying to do them. But what I am telling you is that even the Lord, you know, the Lord tells us, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Right now, God is trying to get through to this country and its people. But what we have is division, hatred. We have refusal to repent, refusal to listen. And many of the people, and there's some people personally, will not listen. Will not hear, even if I tell him. I've talked to him before. And so, no matter what happens, they're not going to see it. That's why people can elect somebody like Biden and think everything's fine. Because they're going to help him make sure that he does what they want. But have you ever figured out or wondered why they picked an old man who wasn't all there cognitively, who is very feeble and weak when he walks, who is trying his best? Have you ever tried to figure out that the only choice the Democrats could come up with was Bernie Sanders, an avowed socialist, and Biden? Have you ever tried to figure that out? Well, I can tell you why. It's because these would fulfill exactly what the globalists want. They want a one world government. I was talking about this. I was quoting Strobe Talbot, who was before the year 2000, and others. You will have a one world government whether you like it or not. and you will do what we say. And if you do not, we will get on your account and we will just switch it off and you won't buy or sell until you do what we tell you to do. Now see, right now in communist China, they're doing that. North Korea, they have been doing that. When the Antichrist, which is really a wrong term for it, it's the beast. There's many Antichrists. Antichrist is just that. You're Antichrist. You're opposed to the Lord. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of them around. But the chief mucky muck of sin and contempt against God, yeah, he's yet to be revealed. But he's on this planet right now. I believe that. And he's in human form, and you don't even know who he is, and you won't until he gets revealed. So we've taken a journey today through the political system and the things in America, and through Romans. Rome had a Senate, a Congress, if you will. They had the best road system. They had the best army. In every part of the known world, you could hear about or know about Rome or its presence. There were some places Rome would not go because it was just too much of a cost to stay there in men and lives. Rome lasted a long time. But in the last part of it, the last half of it, probably 500 years, it had become divided and eventually it was defeated. Now, China has been there forever, practically. They have an ancient culture. Many in the Mideast, the Far East does. America is new. And even the Indians to the shore are new. They really are. And you can trace the first inhabitants coming to this country through the ice bridge that was formed between Asia and this continent. That's when they came over. I talk about all this in my old book that isn't in publish anymore. Still got copies, called D-Day for America. Back in 2003, 2005, I think I finally published it, was when I told that America was fallen. It's going to fall. I've never published it again. But I have published other books. Bottom line of it is, I hope you have ears to hear. Father, thank you for this word. Bless those that hear it whenever they do. In Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word. Don't forget to go by our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Listen to the shows, read the articles, let your friends know. Have a good weekend. Look to the Lord. Live today for the Lord. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. There's always problems on the other day or further week down. You take care of today. You look today. Have tunnel vision. Look to the Lord. Find something good to do, fun to do with your family. And may God grant us grace and mercy in these perilous end of days. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.